thanks to Saul and Paul and all his name. They told his deeds and what the deed had. So thanks to Lord and lost him up. True intrepid feet of the day. True's name is from me. I dwell in high and holy place. And on so little untrue there's a taunt white and crowned and spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble and the heart of the forthright. Walk up in our lips and our mouth shall proclaim your and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ taught us all of his deeds sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast. What with hope, with tonnage, what monies and healing. But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, alleluia. Christ he is raised from the dead with little kind of name. Let the world has no
He is the tent, and to demonstrate straight loyal love. Turn off his wolf to all, and has called out your normal he has made. All your words win his hands to you all. Your loyal followers will praise you. They will proclaim us men of your kingdom. They will tell about your power, so that mankind might have from it your mighty acts. And come all casket splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an eternal kingdom. And your dominion in your true generations. The wolves of your soul to fall, and with trouble to a little child. A reason wolves to you in a hesitation. And you grow light and with true power if you are aided. You open your head and see what religion's in with a fruit they desire. The world is just able his actions and next him is what he will keep us. The Lord is near all to cry out to him. All to cry out to his entity. Peace at his sight, a desire of his loyal followers. He hears their cry for help and be with us then. The Lord protects all those who worship. Not he needs cries on the wicked. My mouth will praise the Lord. Let all who live praise his holy name forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son.
A reading from Exodus 13, 17 to 14 to 4.
When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was nearer, for God thought, if the people face war, they may change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people by the roundabout way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of the land of Egypt prepared for battle. And Moses took with him the bones of Joseph who had required a solemn oath of the Israelites, saying, God will surely take notice of you, and then you must carry my bones with you from here. They set out from Succoth, and camped at Etham, on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud by day, to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night, to give them light, so that they might travel by day and by night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people.
Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and camp in front of Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, in front of Baal-Zephon. He shall camp opposite it, by the sea. Pharaoh will say of the Israelites, they are wandering aimlessly in the land, the wilderness is closed in on them. I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, so that I will gain glory for myself over Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. And they did so.
Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
The glory of the Lord has called upon you.
Reading from Mark 12:18-27.
Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. There were seven brothers, the first married and, when he died, left no children. And the second married her and died, leaving no children. And the third likewise. None of the seven left children. Last of all the woman herself died. In the resurrection whose wife will she be? For the seven had married her."
Jesus said to them, "Is not this the reason you are wrong, that you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the story about the bush, how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is God not of the dead, but of the living.' You are quite wrong."
Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Day.
O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding,
pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A collect for Saturdays.
Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A prayer for mission.
Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.